The views shared in this program are those of the speakers and may not necessarily reflect the beliefs of Lion and Lamb Ministries. We're honored to walk with you in the pursuit of Scripture and faith in Yeshua the Messiah. Thank you for viewing our program.
Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion and Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another program of the Lion's Share. This is an opportunity for us to share other ministries, other organizations that are of interest to us as believers, show how great our God is. When we were at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, I had the opportunity to meet the Israeli military attaché to the United Nations and the United States, Captain Barak. He's a full captain in the Israeli Navy, and he was representing Friends of the IDF organization at the conference there, and we had an opportunity to sit down and meet. Now, for me, that was very special because Captain Barak in the Israeli Navy, I used to be in the U.S. Navy, so it was just a couple of sailors getting an opportunity to sit down and talk with each other and to learn about the important organization that he's representing and was supporting there at the NRB convention. Here's my interview with Captain Guy Barak.
Shalom, everyone. I have a very special guest with me while we are here at the NRB, Captain Barak, who is the naval attaché for Israel to the United Nations, and he's here representing Friends of the IDF as a part of it. Captain Barak, thank you for coming by and spending a moment with us.
Thank you for having me here. It's a great pleasure.
We really specifically address, you know, how the war is going and quite honestly, watching the wonders of the IDF, the Israeli Air Force, the Israeli Navy, and all they've been doing to prosecute the war and defend Israel against their enemies on seven fronts and so forth for it. Let me ask you, first of all, as naval attaché to the United Nations, what are your duties? What do you do there?
So actually, 3 years ago when I arrived, I became the Israeli naval attaché to the United States. And in October 7th, I got the position to be the Israeli naval, I'm sorry, the Israeli military attaché to the United Nations.
Wow.
So mainly, I will say before October 7th is working hand in hand with our partners and allies in the U.S. Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, you know, flourishing the partnership between our services.
Yeah.
Since October 7th, I went, and for the first year or so of the war, I was representing the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, in the U.N. Battleground, I will say.
Okay.
Supporting the ambassador and the team over there, the Israeli ambassador and his team. Working with my counterparts, the different military attachés from all around the world.
Right.
Mainly trying to inform and educate of what's going on in this war. And many times fighting fake news.
Yes.
And double standards in the UN, as you can imagine. These are the main thing that I've been dealing with since October 7th. Now, you know, you mentioned the seven fronts that we have during this war. Fighting against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Hezbollah in Lebanon, terror groups from Syria, from Iraq, of course, the Houthis in Yemen, terror groups in Judea and Samaria, and of course, Iran.
Right.
Behind most of the evil thing that happened in our neighborhood.
Correct.
But there is an eighth front, which is not a military one. And it goes to all of us. And this is dealing with the public opinion in the social media and the anti-Semitism.
Right.
And this is where we need the support and speaking the truth from our friends and allies. You know, the word diverted to those who are right and who are wrong, who is good and who is evil.
Correct.
And it becomes clear after October 7th who is with us and who is against us. And you guys, we have a lot of appreciation for your support.
Well, it seems to me it ought to be clear to the world as to who's good and who's evil in this whole matter. And we believe that the God of Israel works with the good guys, and the devil's working with the other guys. And we want to see the God of Israel prevail. So we applaud the efforts and cheer. You know, when we hear the successes of the IDF, we're saddened, just like Israel is, to the loss of the IDF soldiers. You've lost nearly 1,000 men in this conflict from that, besides the civilians that have been hurt. And being a military person, that's a deep cost. It affects virtually every family in Israel.
Well, you know, we paid the highest costs
right
on October 7th, and since then, during this war. And I think the most important thing for us now, in order to finish this war, is first of all, of course, to bring all the hostages back home.
Right.
Hopefully alive, but those who are not alive to be buried.
Get them home.
In a respectful way in Israel, and bring them back home now. Second thing is making sure that Hamas will no longer be as a threat to Israel, which means to eliminate any capabilities that Hamas has, both military and government capabilities in the Gaza Strip. And the third thing is to make sure that people in Israel can live in their houses without being afraid that someone gonna come during the night, kidnap their babies, murder their sons and daughters, rape their wives and daughters,
right,
and kill their grandparents, you know. And I think this, once these three goals will be achieved, although it's tough and seven front, as you mentioned, this is when we can end this war.
Well, that's what we're certainly hoping for and praying for. And obviously, I think that we've had enough politics. Somehow we've got to get to a clear understanding of the military option. And like the instruction about Amalek that's given in the Torah, we need to eliminate the enemy, and so that they never rise up again and they never come back against them again. So I'm praying, I'll be serious, I am praying for the success of the IDF at all levels, you know, and if the United States can work cooperatively along with them and help them along that way, I'm all for it. And I know a lot of fellow veterans that we all have that same feeling. You know, the guys that love peace the most are the guys that are trained in war, because those are the guys that know what peace really is. And they're the ones that love peace. People talk about it, but the military guys love it. And
so, you know, we work hand in hand with our partners, with the U.S. Military, mainly since the war started. Of course, that before, but in a way that never been before. We've got the strongest relationship ever, the most close partnership. Now I'm talking in between military to military coordination. You know, I felt on the first day of this war the truth partnership and friendship from my partners in the Pentagon, for example.
Yeah.
And, you know, we keep operating by our values, and we share the same values.
Right.
We cherish life.
Right.
You know, our enemies and the war should know it. The way they did those atrocities, and the mind cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
Even now, when they dealt with the Bibas family, the way they killed those two kids, the baby and the toddler, Fear and Ariel.
That was horrific.
And you know, the way they lied about it and tried to change the reality. And the way they lied about their mother's body, Shiri Bibas.
Well, I can't imagine that they thought they were going to fake out Israel by claiming, oh, they were killed by an airstrike and mauling the bodies and doing harm to the bodies, thinking they could pull that off.
So, you know, we've been dealing with it, with the Hamas lies and propagandas.
Sure.
For a long time. And every time they break their own records of cruelty, and we're still dealing with that. But I will say that we have a strong nation, and we are united. You know, you can see people in Israel not just fighting with shoulder to shoulder,
yeah,
but also crying with each other, supporting each other.
Right.
And you can see it even with the rallies to bring the hostages back and on the field.
As an American citizen, you know, we've, for the last 4 years with our previous president, who was hamstringing, in our opinion, what Netanyahu and the military were trying to do and prosecute the war against Hamas and not really supporting Israel as they should have. But now with President Trump in there, with a new administration in the State Department, changing it up, a new ambassador there, we're really praying that we finally can get a unified position out of this country, out of all of our agencies and all of our elements of the government to truly support Israel instead of we kind of help them on this one end here and we don't help them over here. I've always felt we've had a pretty good relationship at the DOD level with the military guys. They can relate to each other. But State Department in our country has not always come through the way we thought. And holding weapons up that were promised to Israel is, as far as I'm concerned, is just horrible.
So I will not go into politics.
I know you won't.
I won't.
You're a military man. You're not
a military. I won't do it. But what I can tell you on the military level,
yes,
that this friendship and partnership is stronger than ever. And the cooperation between us is, you know, sometimes you feel like you're a unit within your own units.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there are so many ways that, you know, not just on the military level, but community level, that people here supports us as well. You guys do, not just by praying for us.
Right.
You know, FIDF is the organization that support us from here, from overseas. They get what we need from us. So they know exactly what we need. And they provided us on a daily basis. You know, we got urgent needs during this war.
Right.
From dealing with PTSD, supporting our bereaved families, the widows and the orphans, and you know, bringing our soldiers the ability to recharge themselves before going back to the field.
Correct.
So many good things that communities here doing through FIDF that support us, and we've been blessed that we have this kind of support from you guys.
Share that with our audience. How, if they wanted to be a part of Friends Helping the IDF, tell us about how they could be a part of that.
So the best way to do it is go through FIDF, which is the organization Friends of the IDF, of the Israeli Defense Forces, and just reach this organization, and they basically taking care of what we really need every day.
The military structure is a little bit different here in America. You know, we get a pretty good pay, but IDF soldiers, when they serve, they get just minimal things from the government. They have to get other help from others.
Well, you know what? It's not about the pay, the salary. It's, I'll give you an example. You know, we are the melting pot of the Israeli society because it's a mandatory service.
Right.
We see ourselves as the melting pot. So you get people from all around the country, and sometimes those from bad social economic background, for example,
right.
That had the choice either to go and put 100% of themselves as combat soldiers,
right,
or to go to a job, office job in the IDF, so they can find another job and support their families. Now, the reason that many of them could make the decision to go and be a combat soldiers is because they knew that someone going to take care of their basic needs.
Right.
And that's what FIDF did for many years. We've been blessed that we have the option to use our best men and women in Israel to serve as combat soldiers, not being worried about their basic needs because someone else is going to take care of them.
Right. Well, having been in the military myself, I got some of those care packages from home, and boy, they were very meaningful to me.
That's true.
And I'm certain that the IDF soldiers feel the same thing about any kind of a package that come to assist them and help them.
Right.
Captain Brock, it is an honor, sir,
to meet you.
And you need to know there's a lot of veterans here in the United States of America who absolutely love the IDF and all of its military forces. And we're cheering for you, man.
And I want you to know, and your audience, that your love is not for granted for us. And we really appreciate everything you do. So keep praying for us. We will prevail. And Am Yisrael Chai. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Safe sailing. Thanks. I understand this is your last week in active duty.
Actually, yes. I'm finishing 26 years in the IDF.
Well, now you get to step into the magic world of being a veteran.
Now I have to think what I want to do when I grow up.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a quick picture of you here. And folks, thanks for joining us here. This is a special opportunity to meet a member of the IDF, a member of the Israeli Navy. And we have a senior officer that's with us, and we really appreciate the opportunity to meet you, Captain.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Captain Brock is an ambassador for the Friends of the IDF, an organization that supports servicemen and women that are currently serving, as well as IDF veterans in Israel and their families. He shared with us the critical needs of the Israeli Defense Forces and how the Friends of the IDF are working hard to help meet some of those needs. Let's watch these testimonies from IDF servicemen and women about how the Friends of the IDF organization has made a tremendous impact on their lives and the lives of their families.
My name is Rino, and I serve in the Givati Brigade. I serve in the front line on the Lebanon border up north. I grew up without parents. My mom passed away, my father ditched. I had to work since I was 7 years old. Even if I wanted to, I cannot finish my high school diploma. I decided I'm gonna join the IDF. I just wanted to be helpful and useful to other people and serve and protect. I wanted to be a part of something. I found out that through the FIDF educational program, you can finish your high school diploma during your service. And I was sent there. It was incredible. I finished my high school diploma, top class. I was really moved by finishing something, because most of the time I didn't finish anything in my life. It gave me like a second chance that I'm worth something. If you go outside the outside world, you need to have at least a high school diploma. And now I can say proudly that I actually got it.
My name is Nir. I serve as a combat officer in an elite unit. A few years ago, the FIDF donated a new gym to my base. And as I walked in, I immediately fell in love. So I started running. It was like an addiction. Yet I had no clue then that all the training I was doing would eventually be one of the reasons I'm alive today. In my last mission, during Operation Protective Edge, when Hamas hid half a ton of explosives under the United Nations clinic and activated when we walked in, the building collapsed and we were buried alive. When I woke up in the hospital, my doctor were amazed I'm still alive. My lungs would burn from the smoke, and my brain suffered from lack of oxygen. However, what saved me was all the training I did at the FIDF donated gym. Thanks to that training, my body could endure a small amount of oxygen, and my lungs were so strong they could endure the smoke. And because of that gym, because of the FIDF, because of people who care, I'm alive today. On all the bases I have served, I saw FIDF signs. You can feel the touch of FIDF in the most remote, deserted corners of Israel. There is no base left untouched.
My name is Dana. I take care of soldiers who come from less than ideal backgrounds. It doesn't matter if the soldier needs help or the family needs help. My job is to take that burden off of my soldier's shoulders. So if the soldier is the breadwinner of the family, and without him, there won't be food on the table, I make sure that there is food on the table. Or if the soldier is missing something, maybe a space heater or a fridge, and the family can't afford to get it, we will make sure she gets it. We can do that because of the support of the Friends of the IDF. Together, we make sure that the soldiers and the families have what they need and that the soldiers can focus on their mission, protecting the state of Israel.
I'm Staff Sergeant Zev from Texas, and I'm a lone soldier in the Gulani Brigade. Being a combat soldier, you always have to be alert. When I was serving in the West Bank, I was on a routine check post, and all of a sudden, a suspicious man approached our check post. He pulled out a knife and came at me and my team. We loaded our weapons and opened fire. When something like a terror attack happens, you don't have time to think. You just need to react. While I deeply appreciate the citation I received from the regional division and the Gulani commander, I didn't feel like a hero, and I still don't feel like a hero. I just was doing my job. Being a lone soldier is difficult because even on the weekends when I go home, I don't go home to a family. I go home to an empty home. I might wear the same uniform as every other Israeli serving in the IDF, but for me, I'm thousands of miles away from my family. My mother's a great cook, and I miss her cooking a lot. I definitely missed all of the small things that I used to get when I lived at home, because now I'm realizing that they are the big things. But throughout my service, the FIDF was always by my side to make me feel less alone.
I am Miriam Peretz, a mother of six children. 6 years ago, my second son Eliraz, 32 years old, a deputy commander of Golani Battalion 12, was killed fighting terrorists in the Gaza Strip. 12 years earlier, my beloved Uriel, my firstborn, a major in Sayeret Golani, was killed in the battle in Lebanon. 3 years after my son Uriel fell in battle, my daughter Bat-El, who was only 12 years old, went with an FIDF delegation of bereaved siblings to a summer camp in America. Sadly, we as parents were not emotionally available to give our children what they needed, the support and moments of joy we could not give, you gave instead.
The Friends of the IDF organization is really an amazing organization. For 40 years, the Friends of the Israeli Defense Forces have offered life-changing educational, cultural, recreational, and social service programs and facilities that impact the lives of men and women in the IDF and bless the families across Israel. You can see the stories of these soldiers and what a difference the Friends of the IDF has made in their lives and the lives of their family. If you would like to find out more about the Friends of the IDF, please go to www.blessisraelssoldiers.org. Let me repeat that again, blessisraelssoldiers.org. I wanted to share a special moment that I had with Captain Barak, being a couple of sailors, when he began to make a certain motion toward me, reached in and he began to pull something out, I knew instantly what it was. It's called a challenge coin, and between military personnel, military veterans, even in different nations, we'll exchange this coin, which is imprinted with either the unit that they're a part of, and he gave me one of the most beautiful challenge coins, military challenge coins I've ever received. I've received several from many veterans, but this one was a gorgeous one. It showed his command of all of the surface ships for the Israeli Navy, including their submarine force and so forth. Thank you for joining us for the lion's share, and please consider making an effort to contact the Friends of the IDF, helping them out. It's a very good cause, and it helps a lot of people in Israel. Shalom to all of you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly with Lion and Lamb Ministries, and I'd like to talk with you today about a very special company.
Lekhet Israel is an organization dedicated to providing fresh, nutritious food and meals to the needy families of Israel. They gather, collect, store, transport, and distribute healthy, nutritious foods and meals to everyone in Israel that has a need. Did you know that over one quarter of Israel's population goes hungry? We want to help Lekhet Israel help the Israeli people. Stand with us this month of June. Lion and Lamb Ministries has dedicated the month of June for our Stand with Israel fundraiser. We have put together a beautiful bundle of gifts that will show your support for Israel. In this bundle, you'll receive one Priestly Prayer of the Blessing book by Warren Marcus, one beautiful silver-toned mezuzah for your doorway that has the blue background. It has the skyline of Jerusalem in silver and the shin for El Shaddai, Almighty God, a wonderful addition to your home. We also have a bottle of Monty's special recipe anointing oil. We have the shield keychain with the American flag and the Israeli flag. We also have this beautiful bracelet. It's fabric. It's called the Allies bracelet. It has the USA and our American flag, Israel and the Israeli flag on it, and it just snaps very easily on your wrist and comes off simply. Even a child can wear it with no problem. And ladies, we have a beautiful silver tone necklace for you with the Star of David and the gold cross in the middle to symbolize your messianic faith. And we have this flag. As you can see, it has the American and the Israeli flag blended together to show our nation's friendship. And at the top of the flag has the scripture from Isaiah, "For Zion's sake, I will not stay silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest." You will want to fly this flag proudly at your home. So stand with us this month of June to support Lekhet Israel as they truck food across the nation of Israel to deliver fresh, nutritious meals to all of those in need in Israel. Stand with us today, won't you? You can contact the Messianic Marketplace and purchase this special bundle for $100. We also pray that you will add an extra donation to your order. All profits from your purchase will go directly to Lekhet Israel, and 100% of your donations will also go to Lekhet Israel to help them provide food for our Israeli friends. We hope that you will stand with us today. Shalom.